gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour, we have a real treat in store because we're going to be chatting with Rinzi Mills, the author of Carroll Shelby, the authorized biography. All throughout the hour, we're going to find out about the man who literally has become an automotive icon, an automotive legend, and we'll talk about Carroll's life. We lost Carroll, unfortunately, a few months back, but we're going to celebrate his life here on today's broadcast. In hour number two of the show, we'll be joined by an interesting gentleman representing an entity called Drive Away Cancer Now. They're basically driving a old Austin Healey all over the United States to raise awareness for cancer and making all kinds of stops along the way, giving kids with cancer rides and doing lots of good stuff. So can't wait to talk to that gentleman. Also coming up on today's broadcast, the auctions are going to be kicking into gear this coming week up in the Monterey Peninsula. They used to call it the weekend, which concluded on Sunday with the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It has now morphed into really a week-long series of events. And one of the highlighted auctions is from the RM Auction Company. And we're going to be talking to a representative of the RM Auction Company about some of the spectacular and quite pricey vehicles that they're going to be offering up in Monterey. Also, in the final hour of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Brandy Schaffels, who I worked with at Motor Trend for many, many years, is now with TrueCar.com, and she's got some really cool stuff to tell us about, including Porsche's driving school, as well as some interesting demographics about the kind of vehicles that are purchased in some of the most wealthiest zip codes in the United States. Our telephone number is toll-free, so feel free from any time throughout the broadcast. You can dial us up, or you can also send me an email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us right now, live from the United Kingdom, I had the pleasure of talking with this gentleman the other day and really enjoyed our chat, and I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to write him back, and he sent me a great picture of his daughter and one of his prized possessions, one of his vehicles, and I wanted to reciprocate by sending a picture of my young daughter and some other cool stuff to him, but we'll do that later. Right now, we'll welcome Rinzi Mills, the author of Carroll Shelby, the authorized biography. Rinzi, how you doing?
I'm fine. It was a very appropriate advert that came on earlier about blackouts. You may not have heard it, Bob, but we're having blackouts in the UK tonight. So if it all goes quiet, everything's gone off over here. But we haven't had one for about half an hour. But other than that, it's all okay.
Wow. So the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, are they still going, or has that been has it been shut down by the power?
I think it may be. I'm about 200 miles from London, so it may be more local to here. And I guess they've got systems in place to take care of any power loss eventualities up in town, in London and the other places that they're doing the Olympics. But it's moving on to the Paralympics, I think, after this weekend.
Absolutely.
They'll be all right.
Let's talk about your background. You, of course, you're a lifelong gearhead, have a lifelong passion, especially for AC cars, as well as motorcycles and the history of motorsports. And you've written several other books, including the Cobra books, the original AC, Ace and Cobra, and the Essential AC Cobra, and Great Cars AC Cobra. And I understand you first met Carroll Shelby in person shortly thereafter. One of your books came out, and he made a little adjustment to the title of the book.
Yeah, that actually wasn't the first time I'd met him, Bob. I'd met him when I was still at art school in the 60s, but In answer to your question, yeah, we were at some event or other, and he was joshing around like he liked to do, and some guy came along and wanted me to sign this book, which was entitled, I think, Great Cars at AC Cobra. And Carol grabbed it and crossed out AC and wrote Shelby right across it and laughed, and I laughed. And, of course, the guy got my signature, but more importantly, he got Carol's signature with Carol's very, very special annotation on the dust jacket. So I guess that's one of his prized possessions now. And it didn't bother me at all.
Tell us a little bit about that first meeting with Carol. What were your original impressions of the gentleman?
Sorry, I didn't quite... Well, the first time I met him back in the 60s...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. It was really... I was at up at AC Cars. I was an art student, and I had a pre-war AC I used to run, just a wreck of a thing. And I'd go up to the factory to get spare parts sometimes, which, quite unusually for a modern motor fan manufacturer, you still could get some pieces for their pre-war products. And I was there one day, and Shelby was there, and I knew who he was. And Derek Herlock, who was the owner of the company at that time, because his father died, introduced me, and, you know, I really didn't take it in too much. It wouldn't have appeared on Carol's radar at all that he met me. He would have met, you know, far more important people than some penniless art student at the time. Before that, I'd actually seen him testing the first Cobra at Silverstone, but I didn't even know he was doing it, and I didn't even know what the car was. That was when I was, how old was I, 1962, 14 years old, and I was just, I don't know whether you remember a guy who got the George Medal for trying to save one of his fellow drivers at the Dutch Grand Prix.
Yes.
Years ago. David Purley?
Yep.
Well, I was at school with David. His father owned Leck Refrigerators, which was a large refrigerator manufacturer in England. And David was a little bit older than me, and he was quite a buddy of mine at school, although he was older. And a friend of his father had just taken delivery of I think it was an Ace 2.6, and they were, for some reason, the AC company were giving him a little drive around one of the English racetracks, and David and I hopped over the fence to see what was going on, and in the distance we could see this AC Ace to us going around, but it sounded really funny, and at the time I wasn't familiar with the sound of a V8 engine. Anyway, this thing was tearing round, and by the time we got over to the pit, the car was gone, and the owner was gone, or rather the driver was gone, which was Carol, and I didn't even ask about it, and strangely enough, I'd witnessed the Carol's first test of the first Cobra without realizing it. But David and I laughed about that afterwards. He raced a Cobra in England and totaled it at Brands Hatch before he got into... Mm-hmm. driving single-seaters. So that was the first time I kind of saw Carol without realizing I saw him. But when I met him, I think it was 1966 it would have been.
That's great. Straight ahead, more with Renzi. We're going to talk about the early days of Carol and much more all throughout this hour. This is Auto World live across North America.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We thank you very much for joining us, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations or around the world via the internet at automotiveradionetwork.com, GCNlive.com. A real special treat here, Rincey Mills, the author of Carroll Shelby, the authorized biography. And Rincey got to know Carroll, and Carroll selected him to do this this book, and it's a great book. I haven't had the chance to completely finish it yet, but Renzi, let's talk about the early days of Carroll, the boy from East Texas. He was born on the 11th of January in 1923. Tell us a little bit about his dad and his family and his sisters.
Well, without quoting directly from the book, what can I say? That what's in the public domain already for years is that his father was a what we call a postman over here, but he's always referred to as a rural mail carrier. Carroll's father actually had, way before Carroll came along, he'd seen service in the First World War in the Merchant Navy, and he'd even been over to England, I think, on at least two occasions. But he had got a job as a rural mail carrier through a relative of his, a cousin, I think it was, and he'd ended up in this little place called Leesburg, and he was called Warren Hall Shelby, but all his relatives always called him Hall. They never called him Warren. And he was married to the daughter of a reasonably wealthy farmer. And along came Carroll, as you said, in January the 11th, 1923. I started off the book the day his sister was born, his sister Anne, and the reason I started the book then was, I thought, where shall I start the book? This was August the 6th, incidentally, 1926, when his sister was born. And I said to Carol, what are your first memories? I thought that was a pretty good place to start the book, and one of the first memories, if not his first one, was the day his sister was born, so that was where we started the book. And they lived in Leesburg until, till Carroll was nearly, I'm trying to think how old he was. You're asking me questions I've probably answered in the book, and I can't do it just off pat. But they moved to, he was about seven when they moved to Dallas because his father got a transfer in the mail service. And so off they went up to Dallas, which meant a change of school and stuff. Dallas, as you may know, is probably from Leesburg, I'm guessing now, 125 miles. I've driven it often enough. From, it's to the east of Dallas, Leesburg. Anyway, there they got into Dallas, moved house quite a few times. Carroll did his high school there, as did Anne, his sister. But that's not really fully answering. You want to know about earlier days, maybe. Well, it was a little farming community. I put in the book one of the funny things he did, that they used to have little circuses. It would have been a tiny little show out there in those days, and they walked into town. They just lived slightly out of town, and Carroll told me that he just was so jealous of these people smoking cigars, and he kept on to his father. He wanted to smoke a cigar, and his father probably did a sensible thing rather than saying no. He said, no, have a cigar. So Carroll started to smoke this cigar, and as he told me before, well, probably just a few minutes, he was sick as a dog. So that cured him of smoking for a while. And I didn't put it in this book, but he had one or two little pedal cars. I didn't put a picture of it in this book. He had some little pedal cars, and one of them, he decided that he would use that to go to school in the small town of Leesburg. It's hardly a town, in fact. And one day his mother found him about, it would have been halfway to school, absolutely thrashed out, hot day, in this pedal car. So I guess that was probably his first auto experience. But he, like a lot of children, maybe you and I together, you can't remember that much of your days when you're 5, 6, 7 years of age. I don't know about you. I can't.
Right. No, me too.
You tend to remember things a little bit later on. And when he got to Dallas, his father would start to take him round places. One of the things which we related in the book was that he went up in, do you know those old Ford tri-motors, the aeroplane?
Mm-hmm.
They used to call them the tin geese or tin goose. And Carol's father took him, or paid for him and his son, to go up on a little joyride out of Love Field, which is the main airfield out of Dallas, or was at the time. And incidentally, I think that was where poor old President Kennedy last landed, Air Force One at Love Field.
Yep.
The day he got shot. So it's quite a historic field, that.
Mm-hmm.
Quite apart from the fact Carol took his first aeroplane flight out of there, which, of course, aeroplanes was an enduring love of his life, quite apart from his Second World War experiences. He really, well, up to the day he died, he had aeroplanes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big friend of his was Benny Howard, who made the Howard aeroplanes. They were high-wing monoplanes. I don't know if you've come across them.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol, I think he certainly had two, if not three, and he always used to tell me that he was going to restore them, or he wouldn't have done it, but get them restored. But,
yeah,
of course, that never happened. So what will happen to them now, I don't know. But someone will restore them.
Sure, absolutely. Renzi, tell us a little bit about the war years and Carol's participation in World War II.
Carol, excuse me, he, of course, you guys came into the war after us. So when we talk about the war, it can be a little bit different time scale to you, but without adjustment, that he joined us.
Hold on, Rizzi. We'll come back on the other side and you can tell us much more detail. Thanks. Don't go away. This is Motor News. This is Auto World live across North America.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals, GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load, means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
We're talking all about the life of Carroll Shelby with Lindsay Mills, the author of Carroll Shelby, the authorized biography. You can find it in bookstores all across North America, as well as through Motor Books International and Amazon.com, all the usual outlets. And Lindsay, we're going to have to definitely schedule an additional hour for you here on this show, because I love talking with you, and we've got so much to tell about the life of this incredible gentleman. But we left off before that last break with you telling us a little bit about Carroll's involvement with World War II.
Yeah, he, as I was saying, Bob, you know, you came into the war on, as pretty much everyone will know in the States, December the 7th, 1941.
Yep.
As a result of Pearl Harbor. But, of course, it was very much on the cards before that, as most people knew.
Mm-hmm.
And Carroll had actually joined up in the armed forces in April 41. And at that time, you had a system over there where high school graduates could, I would say, go more immediately into officer training, whereas people who had not graduated so well, I hope I'm not doing Carroll a disservice here,
mm-hmm.
had to go in as very ordinary servicemen. Anyway, he went into the Army Air Force, as it then was, and there's one of the myths that you may have seen perpetuated about Carroll is that he was about 5 foot or 5'2" tall at the time he joined up, and he took some magic potion or something and he shot up. Well, and I'm quoting now directly from the book. This is what Carol told me. He said he was actually 5'7" tall and he weighed 118 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And someone was remarking he was pretty skinny, which he was throughout a lot of his life, you know, especially if you see pictures of him in the 50s. He was skinny.
Yep.
But anyway, they said he was too skinny, so they got him to eat 6 bananas. This is what Carol said before he took his physical. Anyway, he said he didn't know whether that affected him or not, but he got in. And subsequently, within the first few months of joining up, he grew another 4 inches, which made him around 6 foot. So he was never 5 foot or 5'2" when he joined the services. Incidentally, another complete myth that you may have read about Carol is that he did have some health problems throughout his life.
Mm-hmm.
But one or several versions of the history of Carol will have it that he spent even a number of years bedridden as a very young child. Well, if he did, his sister can't remember it, Carol can't remember it, or couldn't remember it when he spoke to me. So that's another bit of fiction. Anyway, getting back to the war, he wanted to be a pilot very much, but first of all, he did duty as a fire truck driver on a base and this sort of thing. He started off, incidentally, at Randolph Field, which is a pretty famous, I think it's been described as the West Point of the air.
Mm-hmm.
But when the war came along, they speeded up training and they made it more accessible for less, it's bad to say less educated people, because Carol was very far from being less educated, even if a lot of it was self-education.
Mm-hmm.
But you may have heard about the famous Sergeant Pilots in the war. Well, Carol
yep.
became one of them. And he, like, I suppose, every other pilot, wanted to go into combat. Single-seaters, normally people would want to go into, but he never got into combat, and as he so succinctly remarked to me, that probably saved him from getting his arse shot off. anyway, he spent the most part of his forces flying career as a pilot, training bombardiers, navigators, this sort of thing, flew over Texas mainly. He did get posted to Colorado later in the war, but he had 2 crashes in these training flights, so it wasn't without risk.
Right.
He might have saved himself his ass getting shot off, but he could have lost his life crashing. The first one, I'm sworn to secrecy how it happened, and I know he's gone now, but we can't break my promise, can we?
No.
No. But anyway, I'll leave it to your listeners to try and work out what the real cause of it might be. But they were in a twin-engine plane, and he had his trainees on board, and the engines started to cut out. They were Beechcraft, AT-11s, incidentally, he flew mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And the engines started to cut out, and he tried to get them back on again, and was unsuccessful, and they were too low. It was night, incidentally. They were too low to bail out, and so he tried to look for a fairly free or rock-free or tree-free piece of ground, and he put the plane down, tore the undercarriage to hell, and wrote the plane off. There's a picture of it in the book, one of the pictures I've got, and it's written off state. You can see it belly down. The other plane crash he had was they had a fire under the floor, and they tried to put it out. It was most likely an electrical fire.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they were actually high enough so they could bail out. Carol, like all good pilots, was the last person to bail out. The plane was pretty low by the time he got out, and he made a bit of a bad landing, but he had a very, very long walk to find any civilization, because it was right out in the middle of the boondocks of Texas. But anyway, he survived. And the end of the war, he got into training with the big B-29s, were they 29s?
Yeah, B-29s, absolutely.
Yeah. And he was training as a flight engineer, but the war came to an end, and by that time he was married, incidentally. And that pretty much wrapped up his service career. He got out of the Air Force immediately the war ended. He didn't stay on. And it was then to try and find a gainful means of employment.
And that brought him into cars and into racing. We'll talk a little bit about that. But one story that I didn't know about Carol is that he actually, back in those days, they did some, a little bit of bootlegging or running of liquor. We'll talk about that story, and then we'll talk about the great racing career of Carol Shelby and lots more. Don't go away.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back here on Auto World. Thanks so much for being here. Renzi Mills is with us, author of Carol Shelby, the authorized biography. It's a wonderful book and a great read. I encourage everybody to check it out. And it's available just about everywhere. That's right. That's my daughter, Lucy, in the background. She totally agrees. It's a wow book. It's a wow book. Isn't it a wow book? That's right, Lucy. It's the kind of book that you must have if you are a fan of Carol Shelby. And who isn't a fan of Carol Shelby? I mean, this guy is just an American icon. Renzi Mills is joining us for what will be, I think, a series of interviews we got to do on this book because it's so all-encompassing. It's close to 600 pages, and there's so much to tell here. And wow is the word. That's Lucy. Want to say hello to everybody, Lucy? Say hello. Say hello. She won't say hello when she's supposed to, but she will say wow. Okay, so let's talk a little bit, Renzi, about the 50s and Carol. And tell us that little liquor running story or a bootlegging story.
Well, I'm not quite sure which one you mean, Bob. Did this come from me out of the book or from somewhere else?
Yeah, it came from, it was referenced in the interview that you did with that television gentleman.
Right. Now, that particular one was actually much, much, much earlier in his life. He was a teenager.
Okay.
And it wasn't, I can tell you about it if you want, or if you want to move, do you want to hear about it quickly?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. It wasn't so much as liquor running, it, I think I described it as a heist that he carried out, but there was three of these teenagers. There was probably his best buddy or one of his best buddies at school was a guy called Bailey Gordon, who also actually flew in the Second World War, and he did see combat, but that's a whole other story. And there was another kid. And Carol had the use of this, his father's car. Father wouldn't have known what they were using it for on that particular occasion. at that time in the 30s, the liquor laws were pretty strict in Texas.
Yes.
In fact, they're kind of odd to me now, because I can remember I was having dinner in a restaurant with Sharon, Carol's eldest, or his only daughter, but his eldest child,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, and I can't remember why, but because I was from out of town, or something like that, Sharon had to sign that I was able to buy the drink in the restaurant or something. I can't remember, but she explained to me at the time. But anyway, there's a road going out of Dallas, which you'll know if you know Dallas, called mm-hmm. the Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been a lot different in the 30s. It's a pretty busy road now. But there was, well, Bailey Gordon told me this story. Carol had okayed it. He was dying to tell me this story, Bailey. And Bailey said there was this old, what he described as a honky-tonk out on the Northwest Highway. And the boys had discovered that all the empty beer bottles were put in crates at the back of this place. And at that time, you could get a few cents for each bottle. So they went around one night, and Carol was the driver, and Bailey Gordon was on the back seat, and the other guy was dashing over and getting these crates full of bottles and handing them into Bailey Gordon, and this was going on, and they'd half-filled the car, and there was this shouting started, and actually, they were shot at.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get hit, and Bailey pulled this guy into the back of the car, and Carol shot off up the highway. I never did find out whether they cashed the bottles in or whether they abandoned them. And as Bailey's gone now and Carol's gone, then I never will find out, will I?
No, it's going to remain a mystery.
Another time, I don't know what you call it in the States. When you illegally siphon petroleum out of other people's automobiles, what's it called? We call it siphoning or bilging.
Yeah, siphoning would probably be the
term. They decided they needed to top up their gas tank, so they went round town looking for unsuspecting cars parked up, and what they would do is they'd set up the tube into a big can. And, of course, it would take quite a time to fill out of a little rubber tube. So they, rather than waiting beside the car while it was filling a few gallons, they'd drive around the block. And they did this and came back. And the owner of the car had come out. And he was trying to get the gasoline back in the tank and all sorts. So they just drove on by anyway. But That was not liquor running. It Shelby, there was in the late 40s, early 50s, there was, I think, a certain amount of, not moonshine, that was in other states, wasn't it, in Texas, but I think there was a certain amount of illegal alcohol dealing and things. Shelby, to the best of my knowledge, and he certainly never admitted it to me, and I'm sure he would have done, he never got involved in the business side of things, but he was quite happy to take advantage of cheap or slightly illicit alcohol for himself or his friends. He used to like whiskey back in those days. If you've ever had a drink with him,
mm-hmm.
his tipple later on was one of the rums, and I'm damned if I can remember which one it was. But he never sort of did whiskey running or moonshine running or anything like that that I know of.
Tell us, Renzi, a little bit about this very interesting relationship that he had with Enzo Ferrari's son, Dino. I find this to be a fascinating part of the story of Carol.
Yeah, he was over. He was one of the early American drivers to race in Europe. American drivers had raced before him, Briggs Cunningham had gone across this, all you people will know. But people like Phil Hill and Maston Gregory and Carroll went over because, of course, at that time you had the SCCA amateur racing regime in the States, which is too long a story for us to go into here. But anyway, he was over in Italy. It wasn't the first time he'd been to Europe, in Italy, with Tony Paravano, who was sponsoring him, or he was driving for Tony Paravano at the time. And Paravano would buy Ferraris, and he knew Enzo Ferrari. He was a good customer of Ferrari. He switched to Maseratis later, but that's another tale. And Carol got to know Dino Ferrari, who was Enzo's son, of course. And Dino was quite a sickly young man. And in actual fact, he had very little time to live.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow or other, Carol and him gelled. There's been a lot written about Carol's animosity towards Ferrari, and they weren't the best of friends, but this was before they really even began to fall out, if they ever did fall out. And Carol just gelled, you know, like sometimes when you meet people,
yeah, you click.
There's just this chemical reaction, and there doesn't have to be a reason, but him and Dino just gelled. There was a language problem, of course. Carol did have a few words of Italian by that time. Dino really couldn't speak English, but they spent really quite a lot of time together. Dino would have lunch together most days during the time that Carol was over there, which wasn't, it wasn't years or anything. It was just this summer of 56. 55, was it, or 56? You've caught me on the hop now.
No problem.
But it doesn't matter. It's, I can't be exact on dates.
Well, that's all right. Renzi, hold that thought. We're going to carry you into the next hour of the program for the first segment. Don't go away, everybody. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.